Hey folks, Dan Friel here with your real estate news for February 10th, 2026. So great news today on inflation, some other jobs numbers, and the 10-year Treasury dropped below 4.2%. I said the 10-year Treasury dropped below 4.2%, and if it stays there, it's good news. You don't know what I'm talking about? If you're watching this video, you're most likely a homeowner, home buyer, heck, you could be a realtor, loan officer, trying to figure out what's going on with these today, and you got to know what the 10-year Treasury is and what affects those things. So if you don't, well, let's get into today's video, because my name is Dan Friel. I'm actually a loan officer licensed in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. If you're out there needing help with a mortgage, I'd love to help you. I'll give you all my information at the end of this. You're here for these, so let's get to today's news. So the first thing we want to come up through is right through here. Now, don't turn the dial, because I want to show you all the data that we're going to get today to really, you know, figure out what's going to go on with mortgage rates. But the biggest thing we got today is things that kind of fill in the gap through here, okay? So this is what we watch, because this is what the markets watch. This is what the Federal Reserve watches to figure out where long-term rates are going. And 30-year mortgage rates are a long-term rate. So let's get over to today's news that, you know, really pushed the 10-year Treasury below 4.2, and can it stay there? And if it can stay there, we're going to get better rates going forward. So let's get a look over what happened in today's economic news that really might be shaking the markets this morning. Okay, so the first thing we want to look at is ADP payroll numbers. So the Fed, the markets look at how's the job numbers going. Well, we don't really like ADP that much, but if you look up through here, the last reading they said there was 5,000 jobs created over that week. Well, this time they said there's 6,500. So that's good news on the jobs front. So now let's get over to some of the other indices that just came in. Now, this is really kind of where the money ball is. If you go down through here, let's look at where the numbers are. Retail sales, they disappointed, but this was December. Okay, there's a lot of people that were struggling, not saying that you're not struggling now, but we're going to get some pretty big tax refund checks, and that's what I'm saying. Going forward, retail sales over the next few readings might be pretty, a little bit better than where they are today. Then you got employment costs right through here. The good news is it was at 0.8. It's going down to 0.7. So that's meaning labor costs are going down. Export prices, if you look at that, it was 0.5. Now it's up 0.3. So that means prices there are going down. Prices month over month are going down. The control retail price is going down. So this is great news when it comes to prices, not very good news when it comes to sales. But if you have a job and you get tax refund money back, it means you might have a little extra money. It means you might buy some stuff, and that means everything will cycle and get back to normal again a little bit. So let's get over to where the bond market's taking us today, because these numbers actually push the 10-year Treasury below 4.2. Let me explain what I'm talking about. So if you're really trying to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates, we watch these things here. Okay, these are mortgage bonds. No, they're not the 10-year Treasury, but they kind of act the same way. Here's what's happened to the bonds that we follow here. These are conventional loans, and right through above my head, these are government-backed loans like FHA, VA, and USDA. All you have to understand is between these, if the number's going up, so if the bond price is going up, yields are coming down. Let me show you what happened over the last, let's say, 5 days. This is crazy. Okay, up is good. When it goes up, rates are coming down, remember. Okay, this is a decent move, but we've had a few hiccups right through here. Look at this. Look at this drop. If this was a stock, you'd be like, okay, it's going up. Whoa, what happened? And then all of a sudden, whoa, what happened? And then today, we kind of got the same thing. So the markets are really volatile. That's why, subscribe every day. If you're out there trying to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates, just watch me for the first 5 minutes. You're going to get exactly what you need each day. Every week, I'm going to come up with special, one or two videos to teach you programs and guidelines when it comes to mortgages. Because if you're applying for a mortgage, well, if you're watching this video, you're probably looking to refinance or maybe buy. If you're looking to refinance, I got a fantastic tool for you over on our website. It's called RateWatch 2.1. All I need you to do, if you're a homeowner, put in your mortgage information in there. Then what I need is two things. It would rate, would you like to refinance? And I'll call you. We'll go through the numbers. But how much of a monthly savings? If you're like, hey, Dan, if I could save $300-$400 a month, I'm in. Well, that's what our new system will do. So plug in all your information in there. It is now functioning. Okay, it is clicking, and we're getting about 20 or 30 of these a day. So don't be surprised if you get a call from me. So let's go back and see, okay, how the other pieces of the market doing based on this information? Well, it was in the red earlier, and I don't really think it's going to change all that much. I don't think there's going to be anything majorly moving up or down, because you can see right through there, the headlines, retail sales missed. They were flat as a pancake. But I was still saying, okay, we're going to get those tax refunds back. My daughter just texted me last night. She's like, Dad, I'm getting I won't say the amount, but pretty hefty amount of money. So knowing her, she's going to spend it. So this is what's happening in the stock market today. It was red previously. This is the un-Cinderella story. Here's what I like. I like when I come in and I see the Dow Jones, the S&P, and the NASDAQ all up, because that means if you're invested in the stock market, you're probably making money. And I like when oil is below 65 or there. I love it below 60 because this helps inflation tremendously. And then there's that 10-year treasury. This was at 4.25, I think, the other day. So it's down considerably with not a lot of really data that we've got in. So that's, you know, subscribe down there. So every time I do post some things, you get alerted. So let's get over to here now. So the Federal Reserve, here's what they watch. They watch inflation. They watch the jobs numbers. They see how the economy is going, and they set rates over through there. So that's what the stock market and the bond market tries to do. They try to take this data and say, okay, based on this data, what's the most logical outcome of all these things? Well, we have one tool to figure out what the Federal Reserve is going to do. Let's get over to that. And that's called the Fed Watch Tool. And it's right through here. The CME Fed, the CME Group, that's the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, they put together this tool and they come out and they say, okay, here's the most likely outcome of what the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meeting. Well, the next meeting is in 36 days. And if you go down through here, it's the probability is 82% that they're not going to do anything. You can see that right above here. The federal funds rate is 3.5 to 3.75, exactly where we had it right through here. So that's what that is. So this is what the markets are looking at. But they're saying there's not going to be any cuts at the next meeting. There's not going to be any cuts at the following meeting after that. And then it's a whole new cast of characters at the Fed. We're going to have a new person in charge of the Fed. That's Warsh. And then we're going to have one or two maybe other members of the Fed. You know how they're going to vote. They're going to say, okay, let's cut. Well, maybe not necessarily. And even if they do, does that mean mortgage rates are going to come down? Do you realize we had like three Septembers in a row, not this past one, but three Septembers in a row where the Federal Reserve came out and cut rates? One of them was like 50 basis points. That's 0.5%. And within, I think it was about a week, rates went up 1%. It was different times, but that is the reality of things, especially when it comes to these things over here. So when I say the 10-year treasury is now below 4.2, that means yields are coming down. That means these things are going to come down. So next time I say it, get a little excited, because if you're a homeowner, you're a home buyer, you're a realtor, you're a loan officer, maybe now you understand a little bit more about these things. Okay, so one other piece of the puzzle. I'm going to try to come in once a week, and even on our live events, I'm going to give away some free calculators. Now, you can get these calculators down below. Just use promo code DAN, all capital, and you'll get them for free. Don't need a buck or something, folks, but something there. Okay, so let's get over to this. I got a tool for you guys if you're self-employed. Okay, if you're self-employed, even realtors or loan officers out there, check out this tool. There's one little glitch to it. I'll show you, but it's down below in the description. So if you're self-employed, you're probably thinking, what income do lenders use when I apply for a loan? Because I always seem to get denied. They're like, okay, you don't make enough money, but you know, I brought in 150 grand. I know I'm self-employed, but well, this tool is going to do it for you. You're going to take your tax returns, the last two, that's what's needed when you're getting pre-approved, and you're going to put in every one of these cells meticulously. Here's the glitch, though, and I just found it the other day. You have to go tab by tab and fill in the numbers. If you leave any number blank, you're going to get an error on this side of this. So if you already downloaded it and you're getting errors, that's the problem. So what I want you to do is grab your tax returns, run through it, and just put in all these numbers. It's going to dictate right here. This is the line on your tax returns. So plug in those numbers, go down through here, hit calculate, and scroll up through here, and it's going to tell you exactly what the banks will be using as your income. If you want to print it out, you can do that. And if you like it and you're like, hey, I can actually buy a house now on that income, well, do me a favor. Scroll over to my website right through here and reach out to us. We'd love to help you. So, folks, my name is Dan Friel. I'm the host of The Rate Update. I'm also a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. What's that mean? I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I've been doing this for 35 years. And here's the unique thing about me and my team. And here's why I'm here. The bank that I work at, they provide me licensing throughout the entire country. That's fantastic enough. But they know that I'm The Rate Update. So they're like, okay, Dan, what do we need to do to bring in more business for you? I'm like, I need more products, and can we be a little more competitive on rates? They went out and we're set up now with almost 40 other lenders. Why? So we can compete. We can compare your loan with one application, one credit pool. We're going to analyze your loan with all 30, 40 different lenders to see who's got the best rate and who's got the lowest fees out there. So if you can do this on your own, God bless you. If you want us to help you out with this, Sign up for the Rate Watch tool right up through there. Reach out to us at the Rate Update. Here's our website right through here. Reach out to us. Give us schedule an appointment. Give us a call, especially if you're looking to buy or looking to build down the road. Because if you're at a rate right now at about 7 or 8%, you're a homeowner, please refinance. But if you're looking to buy in the spring or maybe looking to build, thinking, okay, where are rates going to go from here? Reach out to us. We'd love to help you out with this. So now hopefully you understand a little bit more in what I do. And now what the 4.2 means when I talk about the 10-year treasury. And also, what's going to go on with these today and why? Thanks for watching, folks. Thanks for subscribing. If you haven't, do so over there. Otherwise, I hope to see you guys or hope to get a call from you if you're out there looking to refinance or buy. Otherwise, please check out some of the tools that we have. And I'll be back here tomorrow with the opening bell to let you know what my thoughts are for the day and what direction these will be taking. So thanks for watching. See you tomorrow and have a great day. Bye-bye.